Writer Doug Fine is an athlete who has taken on many extreme physical challenges. He scaled Africa's tallest peak, Mount Kilimanjaro, and sent us today's audio postcard about the ascent.
Hydrate as you're going. Sunscreen.
Days 1 through 3 of the climb were actually pleasant. Clutching trekking poles, our group of 8 traipsed through a rainforest that was filled with rushing streams. Songbirds darted amongst strange trees called giant cinnaceas, sort of a combination of palm tree and yucca, and fist-sized bees were at work, zapping amongst intricate lavender flowers. Then, at the 12,000-foot level, the organizer of our climb, Darcy Kolbeck, started paying careful attention to our oxygen level tests.
No, pinch it.
Pinch it.
Like that, and then stick your finger in. So what do you got there, 84?
He used a digital device called a pulse oximeter. It clips to your finger like a clothespin.
So the score to beat is 84.
What Kolbeck was looking for was not so much exact blood oxygen levels as any sudden drops as we gained altitude.
If we see someone going down or the rest of the group's hitting 95 and someone's at 76.
So at this point, is everyone in this group in good shape?
Looking great. Yep. We've come up 2,500 feet.
Somehow, we all made it to a place called Barafu Camp on day 5. This was our last camp before summiting, and here at 15,000 feet, things got really challenging. For one thing, almost all of us came down with stomach bugs, but the hardest part was the sleep deprivation involved in the night ascent. We slept for just a couple of hours, breathing laboriously, only to be awakened for an 11:30 p.m. start. There was something ominous in the groggy last-minute instructions given by our local guide, Abdi Kassim.
And when you reach there at the top, you are not supposed to stay there 20 minutes, only 5 minutes or 10, because some of the people there started to confuse.
We were more queasy than confused at this point, but we gathered our headlamps and trekking poles, and I asked Kolbeck if he had any last-minute advice.
Poli, poli.
That means slowly, slowly in Swahili. It sort of became our mantra since our bodies wanted to sleep.
Come on, you guys, we're late. Let's go.
And so, not with our highest morale, we climbed through the night. The snow got progressively deeper. We were completely blind to anything outside the range of our headlamps. 2 of our 8 guys turned back on this leg, 1 due to altitude sickness. Then, at about 17,000 feet, every step became a testament to hubristic will. Fingers frozen and minds disoriented, 6 of us summited just as dawn arrived over Africa. The weather had cleared at 19,000 feet.
This is a beautiful glacier. Easily 1/4 mile long. Indescribable soft colors. Fire red of dawn behind us is giving way to just a gorgeous morning.
All of the turmoil of Africa below and the world beyond seemed a faraway dream. We posed for a few pictures and adjusted our packs, then we skidded down the steep slope to 12,000 feet again, where we gulped the dense 2-mile-high oxygen. For National Public Radio, I'm Doug Fine.
Writer Doug Fine's book, Not Really an Alaskan Mountain Man, comes out in September.